Support for NPR comes from the Department of Homeland Security, offering E-Verify, confirming the legal working status of new hires at dhs.gov/e-verify.
It's 4 minutes past seven, and with AM 580 News, I'm Jay Pierce. Good morning. President-elect Barack Obama's resignation from the Senate officially takes effect tomorrow. Lobbying efforts are well underway for that vacancy. Sam Hudzik has an update.
A number of Illinois politicians have made their interest in Obama's Senate seat crystal clear, but a couple big names are going a step further, mounting public campaigns for the job. An aide to U.S. Representative Jesse Jackson Jr. this week emailed Reporters, a newspaper editorial endorsing the congressman, and later released a poll showing him to be the public's favorite, although not by a wide margin. The company that conducted the poll says it was paid for by a campaign fund controlled by Jackson's wife, a Chicago alderman. Another Senate hopeful, Congressman Danny Davis, will hold a press conference later today at his Chicago office, surrounding himself with supporters of his bid. In the end, just one person has the power to pick Obama's replacement, and that's Governor Rod Blagojevich. There's no legal deadline for the governor to fill the seat, but he said he'll make a decision by the end of the year. I'm Sam Hudzik.
An agency in Champaign that assists the developmentally disabled is praising settlement of a state lawsuit that would place more people like her clients in traditional settings. The PACE Center for Independent Living helps adults with mental retardation and other disabilities move out of large institutions and into apartments and group homes. And that's the goal of Thursday's class action settlement, which gives more than 6,000 Illinois residents that option. Executive Director Nancy McClellan Hickey says the people she works with have been underestimated for years.
I think that's slowly changing, and people are starting to see that a person can work, a person can have their own household, they can get married, they can have kids. Many people are capable of that and are capable of maintaining that. And some just need a little support from a place like PACE or other organizations that provide services.
PACE, or Persons Assuming Control of Their Environment, helps about 2,000 clients. The state will continue to monitor PACE and similar facilities that deal with transitions, and anyone wishing to remain in state institutions can do so. It's 6 minutes after seven.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon is away. I'm Lynn Neary. Representatives of the Group of 20, the world's top 20 developed and emerging nations, are in Washington, D.C. today for an economic summit hosted by President Bush. Ambassador John Bruton is among the leaders who will be discussing the global financial crisis. Ambassador Bruton leads the delegation of the European Commission to the United States and is here with us in the studio. Welcome, Ambassador. Good to have you with us.
Good morning.
So the need for a global solution to the economic crisis is urgent. And as you noted earlier this week, the world is looking to the United States for leadership. Can the G20 really afford to wait for President-elect Obama to be sworn in before really addressing these issues?
The first thing to say is that President-elect Obama has been very supportive of President Bush's initiative in calling this meeting. So I think we can assume that while he will not necessarily be committed to every detail of the outcome, he's very committed to the process that President Bush has set underway. Clearly, the problem we face in the world today is a breakdown of trust between banks. And that credit gridlock has led to a sharp downturn in the economy. And that recognises the fact that banks nowadays don't just operate in one country. Successful banks operate in three or four different countries. But their accounts are only supervised in one country, the one of which they are native. And that, of course, leads to problems.
Now, what role do you see countries like China and India, what role will they be playing in coming up with an ultimate solution to these global financial issues?
China and India are the countries that have tremendous further capacity to grow. They have basic needs that are not being met for the people in their daily lives, which the provision of which will generate demand for goods produced elsewhere. We also, of course, need them to continue to grow without destroying the environment. So we need to have, therefore, an economic stimulus package for those countries and for our own countries that is both financially sustainable and environmentally sustainable.
Now, British Prime Minister Brown said that the world economy could double in 10 years. Do you agree with that? And how would that happen?
What Prime Minister Brown has said is